It takes most people maybe 10 seconds to get in and out of their car. For me, it takes about 4 minutes, even though I do it every day and I've gotten pretty good at it. I still sometimes forget to add on those extra minutes when I'm heading out to daily mass or other appointments, which makes me a little late sometimes. It does take me a little bit longer than most people to do things like that in my wheelchair. When I was 17, I was in a car accident that left me paralyzed from the chest down. That was over 10 years ago. Once a person told me that if he was ever in my condition, he wouldn't want to live any longer. I've never felt that way. Sure, my life is a little different and it may be a little less convenient than an able-bodied person's, but it's no less rewarding and maybe even more so. I accept my life as God has given it to me, and I am very grateful. Because of my disability, I'm often asked what I think about stem cell research. Many scientists believe that cloning and research with embryonic stem cells could lead to a cure for spinal cord injury and several other disabilities and diseases. For several years now, I've studied and considered all the science and ethics of stem cell research, and I've found that, first of all, there's little to no evidence to support the idea that embryonic stem cell research will lead to all or even any of the therapies and cures that scientists claim it will. After more than 20 years of experimenting with embryonic stem cells in rats and other animals, no advancements have led researchers to even begin trials in human beings. In fact, embryonic stem cells have failed to even obtain FDA approval for being safe to use in human clinical trials because of their propensity to become cancerous or form deadly tumors and cysts. Regardless of their effectiveness, of course, is the fact that whether created by in vitro fertilization or the cloning process somatic cell nuclear transfer, human embryos are human beings in their earliest stages of development, and destroying them in order to obtain stem cells for research or medical treatment is in essence killing one class of human beings to benefit others. All human life is sacred, from the moment of conception to natural death, and intentionally destroying human life at any stage of development, no matter how noble that intention may be, greatly diminishes the value of all human life and is wrong. Believe me, I would love to be able to walk again and to see the sufferings of other people diminished, but I could never accept the harvesting of another human life for some small earthly comfort. It may take me 4 minutes to get in and out of my car, but those 4 minutes aren't worth taking the life of another person, no matter how small. Science must be guided by clear ethical principles, and if we're not willing to say that it's unethical to destroy these tiny human beings in the name of science, where will that line be drawn? Thankfully, embryonic stem cell research is almost completely unnecessary. Not only do the so-called adult stem cells lack the moral and ethical problems that embryonic stem cells have, but they are also successfully being used right now in many clinical trials and human patient treatments. Some diseases and conditions that are or have been treated with adult stem cells include diabetes, Parkinson's disease, cystic fibrosis, blindness, Alzheimer's, lupus, sickle cell anemia, autism, and even many forms of cancer. And when it comes to spinal cord injury, which is what I live with, several human patients have regained feeling and movement thanks to adult stem cells, and progress continues to be made. Now that's something that I can really get excited about.